Hey guys, this is Chris GST. I meant to include this pre-show note during the podcast. Our friend Patrick Creed is helping out the St. Baldrick's Foundation and has set up a donation website. The information will be included in the information for this podcast, but you can also go to twitter.com/tootbeamer. That's T as in Tom, U-T, B as in Bob, E-E-M-E-R. And you can donate to his page. Essentially, he's going to be shaving his head to help out cancer research. And if you donate, obviously that just helps further his cause. And I believe he has actually reached his goal. So we want to thank everyone that has already donated, if you saw our retweets and tweets for his thing. But still, obviously, you can always donate more. So go check that out. I think it's for a very good cause. And obviously, we want to thank you from us at PWP.
Taking a comprehensive look at the week's indie wrestling news so you don't have to, it's the PWP Weekly Newscast on PWPonderings.com with Chris GST and Des Delgadillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to PWPonderings.com Weekly Newscast. We delve into all the news in independent pro wrestling. My name is Chris GST. I'm the web admin. As always, I'm joined by Des Delgadillo. Des, how are you doing, sir?
A bit of, some mixed emotions this week, Chris. Obviously, this podcast is your essential gateway to the world of independent professional wrestling, and we give you the lowdown on everything that's happened and everything that will happen. Some mixed emotions starting off here because, we had some news that came out this weekend and at the start of the week that is really impactful to a lot of fans of indie wrestling today. It really hurts the past of indie wrestling, and we also have some bad news about the present and even the future of indie wrestling that we are going to start the show with.
Yeah, oddly enough, both bits of news actually come from across the pond. Of course, we're talking about the passing of Billy Robinson. Very sad, very influential man in professional wrestling, not just independent, but wrestling around the world everywhere. Yeah. His style, that catch-as-catch-can style. I think anyone that knows the history, that man, he's a, for lack of a better term, he's a real shooter. I've read a lot of interviews, a lot of autobiographies, and certain wrestlers who have wrestled him in the past just straight up said, man, if he wanted to hurt you, he really could. So, a lot of sadness for his passing. Of course, we send our thoughts and prayers to his family. Des, you watch a bit of UK wrestling, and I have as well. I've seen a lot more of his AWA stuff, but he's a legend, and his influence is obviously, you still see it, including guys like Dave Taylor, William Regal, who, even though I would say maybe wrestled that style at a little bit of a faster pace, it's still obviously the influence is there. So, any thoughts from you, anything that you want to say about the passing of Billy Robinson?
Yeah, even in guys who the influence isn't as obvious, you see it too. Robinson has influenced them too. That style, you're right. He could break you in half if he wanted to, and he knew it. And that's why he had a bit of a reputation and stuff for being a little cocky. And I think he deserved to have that reputation. He earned it. There's always stories going around about the guy that are very fun to read about. And I don't know if the Observer's out yet with the obit, but when that thing comes out, I recommend everybody read it because that's going to be quite the obituary on Billy Robinson. Not to plug another website, but come on, you got to read that obit because there's so many good stories in there. But I watch a lot of old UK wrestling. I think a lot of people listening to the show know that that's kind of where my heart is in terms of that style. And when you watch that old UK stuff, man, that style, Billy Robinson was a pioneer of it, and it transcends to a lot of the UK stuff today and some of the things that are going on there right now with the indie resurgence over in the United Kingdom that's happening right now.
Yeah, so why don't we transition to the other bit of news. Des, I think this kind of hit home for you in the sense there was a show, I believe it was PCW, Preston City Wrestling, out of the UK, and there was a match involving AJ Styles and Lionheart, and there, unfortunately, was another accident. Des, why don't you let us know about it and what happened?
This killed me, man. Yeah, there was a match with Lionheart and AJ Styles, and Lionheart getting a huge opportunity. I think anybody who gets in the ring with AJ is looking at it as a great moment to kind of brush up against a star and learn something, and for the finish of the match, Lionheart took the Styles Clash, unfortunately, as is the impulse, I've been told, for wrestlers, when you take a move like the Styles Clash, he tucked his head in, which is something you should not do. We saw it happen I think about a month ago with Roderick Strong. This was more severe, unfortunately, and it's come out that Lionheart has in fact broken his neck in two places. And I don't know what that entails in terms of if he thinks he'll ever be able to come back to wrestling or what he expects his recovery time to be. He hasn't spoken too much about it since it happened. And I mean, rightfully so. The guy is, you know, just trying to deal with the fact that he's not going to be able to partake in his livelihood for a while. Possibly, you know, I don't know the severity of how long that's going to be. But it's really tough news, man. And I do want to send all positive wishes to Lionheart and his friends and his family, because that hurts. It hurts you physically, obviously, but it also hurts mentally, because the guy obviously loves professional wrestling and he's not going to be able to do it for a while.
Yeah, you know, they always talk about athletes, you know, once you get injured, and I can speak to this a little bit personally. You know, when you get back into whatever sport it is you're doing or athletic endeavor, you mentally, you can be strong, but sometimes you still don't necessarily come back all the time, or there's always the jitters in the beginning. And breaking two places on your neck, that's no joke. You're not saying that breaking one place is good either. I'm just saying anything that involves that, that's some scary stuff. So obviously positive vibes to Lionheart, and, you know, we'll hopefully he'll have some better news in the future.
Yeah. But speaking of positive vibes, boy, do we have some positive vibes to get into.
Yeah, boy, do we. Basically the face of PMA, Drake Younger, it was reported, and I want to say reported very loosely, the APW promotion out of here in California, they put up on their Facebook page that Drake Younger was going to have one of his last matches with them, if not the last with their promotion, with I don't know whether it was with Drake's blessing or not, because he actually hasn't said anything this, but they basically announced that he had signed a deal with WWE. And it's just very, I'm not trying to throw them under the bus, but it just seemed ill-timed that they should be the ones to announce this. Whereas, because Drake hadn't said anything, Dez, so you would think that if Drake had given them the blessing, he would have kind of, you know, maybe announced it at the same time. But we all know, like, WWE doesn't really like that kind of news getting out there. Obviously, there's places like The Observer, Pressing.net, The Torch, and PW Insider that are going to report on such things. But still, you know, we know the stigma that happened. So for APW to be the one that announced it, I don't know, Dez. It's kind of weird. But, you know, obviously, I believe PW Insider and The Torch have confirmed that he has signed a developmental deal. So obviously lots and lots of, you know, awesome for Drake Younger. It's a man who obviously deserves it. I want to note that The Torch had a report up that possibly, you know, not even 100%, nothing like that, but possibly he could have been hired as a referee, not a wrestler. Though that, you know, still, you know, who knows at this point? We'll find out. So, Dez, obviously, Drake Younger, this is great news for him and his family. I've been lucky enough to talk to him a few times. He obviously, he's a guy that deserves it, and he's doing so much good stuff in PWG. I know you've seen him there live several times. I'm pretty sure he'll be finishing out bookings that he's already signed on to, because I know he's in the IWA Mid-South and obviously APW. So, you know, we'll talk about the PWG news later. But, yeah, your thoughts on this. And, you know, hey, it's all good, right?
Oh, man, it can't. You know, like, I think about people that I know in wrestling, and I can't think of a person who, as a human being, just deserves it more. Drake is just the greatest dude I've had the blessing to meet, inside or outside of wrestling. He is so enthusiastic about life and just so happy to have what he has and the fans that he has. And he's so humble, and he's just such a great dude. I was just so happy. Almost like a sense of relief when you hear the news, and at first you don't know if it's true or not, but it's just a sense of relief that, oh, good, you know, it, one of the good ones. Not to say the other ones are bad ones, obviously, they're all great, but just, you know, somebody that you just have this real connection to, it's like, good, you know, he's getting an opportunity to prove something. So that's awesome, no matter what he's doing in WWE, because, you know, if you're a referee, you're still a part of the show, and you're still a part of the mechanics, and there's been some really good wrestlers who've transitioned to become really good referees. So, you know, and not to say that, you know, he things change all the time in WWE, so maybe we will see Drake doing stuff in the ring, but regardless, It was just awesome news. And it was yesterday, I was just walking on a cloud. I was just so stoked to hear that this was happening for Drake.
Yeah, it's some pretty great news for him. Other big news, Des, that I think we're both pretty happy about. Ricochet became the 18th Open the Dream Gate champion in Dragon Gate. He's the first foreigner to do so. Oddly enough, his first opponent is another foreigner, UA Nation. I mean, this is huge, you know? This is great. And obviously, Dragon Gate USA, he's got a shot at the Open the Dream Gate title. But man, to become the Open the Dream Gate title really shows a lot of respect from their office, the Japan office there. And, you know, Des, we've talked about before, kind of there is politics, there's machinations in every bit of wrestling. So this definitely means something for him to be the first foreigner to get this done.
Lee Hellion, who's our resident Dragon Gate person on PWP, unfortunately lives in the UK, and at the time we record, it would have been difficult to get him on. But he did make a very good point, an observation, if you will, where he said that a couple years ago, Pac, who was Ricochet's rival for a long time, challenged for this opportunity to become the Dream Gate champion, which is over there the equivalent to the world title, the big title, really. In Dragon Gate, Pac tried to challenge for that title and make that same kind of history, and he came up short, obviously. So a couple years later, not only does Pac, Adrian Neville, become the NXT champion, but now Ricochet becomes the first person to win the Dream Gate title to not be from Japan, the first foreigner. So both guys, in a sense, making doing something historic, and I think that's really cool and a testament to what this young talent is doing. And you're right, Chris, the Japanese, you know, the politics there and everywhere, really, but I think especially there, it's very much based on respect and honor. And so the fact that they gave it to Ricochet is a testament to, I think, the faith they have in the guy and his ability and what he can do in terms of a spectacle. So I think that's really cool.
Definitely. You know, you're just really happy for a guy like Ricochet. You know, he's obviously been working hard. I believe he tweeted he went 13-0 the past 4 weeks in Japan. I mean, that's
wow.
That's pretty crazy. You know, so yeah. Obviously they have a lot of respect for what he does in his talent, and rightfully so. So I'll be excited to see him come back to DGUSA. Speaking of the WMN Live Universe, Des, Shine Wrestling had a pretty historic weekend. They did something they haven't done before. What happened?
They crowned themselves some new tag team champions, Chris. You had the Lucha Sisters versus Made in Sin, and they had the tag titles. And that the Lucha Sisters, by the way, Leva and Mia, they won the match. After a lion salt from Mia Yim on Allison Kay. So, I mean, that's huge for them. And then afterwards, there was Jessica Havoc, who took out TaylorMade and April Hunter, which allowed them to get the win. So there's an angle going on there. The Lucha Sisters, who are the baby faces, got the honor of being the first tag team champions in Shine, which is cool because they're establishing a little thing of titles. You got the main title, and then you've got this new tag title.
Yeah, I mean, Shine, you know, obviously we've talked about it, and I don't want to say an offshoot of Shimmer, but obviously very related. You know, the backstage staff is very related as well. And I think this kind of sets them apart. You know, it does some really good stuff for female wrestling. So it's always good to see that. And WMN Live recently upgrading to HD. From what I heard, the show went off pretty well. So glad to hear that.
Excellent.
Hopefully we can see it soon on DVD. But you can check it out on VOD, obviously, at WMNLive.com. But still, we'll see when we get it. But Des, you know, the tag team tournament over at CWF Mid-Atlantic, presented by PWI Pro. Two nights of action, some really good stuff. Of course, you can check out all the indie results at pwponderings.com. Click on the indie news section above. We have St. Louis Anarchy, Ring of Honor, CWF Mid-Atlantic, just tons of results up there every weekend, so go check that out. Some of the big news that happened. So during the PWI Tag Team Tournament results, teams like their Mid-Atlantic Tag Champs and Drage and the Machines, Michael McAllister and Mecha Mercenary, they defeated Donnie Dollars and Mark James. The Heavyweight Champion Eric Royal and Andrew Everett defeated Big E Smooth, Aaron Biggs, and Chris Show Smooth Lee. They advanced, obviously, to day two of the tournament. There were tons of other teams as well involved. You know, this was a multi-promotional thing, so obviously PWI, very similar to the NWA in that it's a body that governs over just, I believe, several promotions in the US, but also some in the UK, which is pretty cool. So they have access to a lot of talent. In the end, though, at night two, the Killbillies survived, I guess, I haven't seen it yet, but it's described as some of this really brutal beatings. They went on to advance against Mecha Mercenary and Michael McAllister, the coach Gemini's mystery team of Ray Kendrick and Zane Dawson, and the Aftermath's Trevor Lee and Chet Sterling. And so they won the two-night tournament, and they are now number one contenders to the PWI World Tag Team Championships. So, you know, keep an eye on CWF. Always a lot of good stuff coming out of North Carolina. The other big news from the event was the return of Marcellus King, a man I know you've talked
yes.
to in person. And he returned as a surprise entrant in that night's two-open invitational battle royal, eliminating Roy Wilkins to win. And he earns himself a Mid-Atlantic Championship opportunity on March 29th at Madness in Any Direction 2014. So get this. If that news wasn't big enough, and I think Marcellus King, he's a talent that a lot of people should be keeping an eye on. He's going to face the winner of this Saturday's championship bout. Eric Royal, he's defending against the Barbarian, Dez.
Yeah.
That's right. The Barbarian.
Oh, my God. That, yes. That's all I can say. I'm having my own little yes movement over here right now.
And it is actually, it's pretty cool. And if you've seen Eric Royal, he's no small man, but the Barbarian, I would be willing to bet he has a weight advantage.
He's the Barbarian.
Yeah, but no Warlord.
That's funny that.
But hey, you could always check out the Warlord on the WWE Network. That's a shill. All right, so Dez, some PWG, they broke some news finally this past Monday. Of course, during Raw, because that's when everyone likes to tweet their news. But what's going on there?
Why does it do that? I don't know.
I don't know, but it happens.
That's a discussion for another time entirely. I'm watching wrestling. I don't want to learn about... Okay. You're going to learn about wrestling stuff now, though, because this is the appropriate time to learn about wrestling news. Mystery Vortex 2 is happening on March 28th. Tickets go on sale this Thursday. That's, let's see, it's Wednesday as we're recording. So
might be
tomorrow.
Even right now while you're listening. You
it depends.
Right now, 8 p.m. Pacific, so 11 p.m. Eastern. If you're able, get those tickets. Not that if you're on the East Coast, I guess you probably shouldn't buy PWG tickets.
That's true.
You know? Well, actually, you know what? Do it anyway. I've bought tickets to Beyond Wrestling shows. Clearly not going. So, you know.
I thought you just like teleported there. I thought you had some weird like superpowers and you were able to see shows. Similar to, you know, like Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observatory, where he can just like go up and watch a match in Japan from you know, before they had pay-per-view.
I'm sure he has something kind of similar to what's that machine they use in the X-Men, you know, where he can kind of see everywhere and everyone around the globe.
I'm
sure Dave has something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Never sleeps.
He doesn't. He has so many weird powers. He just watches wrestling all the time. And if it's not wrestling, then it's like, well, like keeping up with the Kardashians or something, but mostly wrestling.
Dez, you're just asking for Dave to review that show.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Let's not talk about this right now. No. Let's talk
it's,
about.
It's not the time or the place. But they didn't announce, you know, they didn't announce any matches. So obviously, Mystery Vortex 2. Dez, you were there for the first one. How could they top it? This is going to be crazy. I don't even know what's going
to
happen. But
I remember talking to my friend about this. We went to the first Mystery Vortex, and it was Adam Cole versus Kevin Steen for the PWG title. I think that may have been the show where he won it. I don't remember. It may have been where Adam Cole beat him. That was the only match they'd announced. It was that match, and it was an interesting experiment to see what they could draw with one match. And for the life of me, I can't remember how they did. But I think it was pretty good.
I think they actually did well.
Yeah, they've had some killer numbers lately. But I think at that point, it was pretty good, too. Just on that one match. But we don't even have a main event right now for the match. I think the main event should be Drake Younger challenging Adam Cole. Because Younger won the four-way at the last show that happened that I don't remember what it was. DDT4.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
He won the number one contender four-way, but we don't know what's happening right now with Drake Younger, so it's a mystery, if you will.
I would assume maybe the best friends get a tag title shot. I mean,
that's right.
It could clearly be that, because obviously, if they don't announce that match, it makes sense. So,
yeah,
who knows? We're just speculating here. I mean, CM Punk could come out for all we know,
and he can like turn and be friends with AJ Styles, which nobody expects.
God, how long has it been since AJ was in PWG?
I don't know.
It's been a few years.
Wow. Mystery Vortex. It's a mystery.
There you go. All right. Speaking of, we have some big AIW news. This is, I would say, breaking news, even though it's not. For all of you who checked out Fan to Fan episode 26 with John Thorne with their own Kevin Ford, you already know this, but Kevin Steen is going to be involved in the JT Lightning tournament. AIW hasn't even officially announced this yet. This is something that John Thorne gave us exclusively on the show. So go check it out. A lot of fun stories. John Thorne, obviously, he's the owner and runner of AIW. I actually really think that you may get a different view on him. I know, you know, he acknowledges, you know, hey, there is some internet stuff out there about him. He talks about that as well. So just, I encourage everyone to go check that out. And of course, you know, I believe we mentioned this, Alex Shelley coming back. He debuts at Nothing But a G Thing on April 25th. They are, I believe, making another, like, their first technically official announcement about the JT Lightning Tournament. Possibly even by the time you're listening to this. I went to their, you know, their Facebook page right before we started recording, Dez. There's nothing on there about it. So I don't know. But anyway, Kevin Steen's involved. It's AIW. Last time he was there, they were able to buy new turnbuckles, new apron. I believe some of the money even went to their new tag belts or new belts in general for AIW. So who knows? Maybe this time around, Dez, they could get new cameras? I don't know.
You didn't know. You don't know the scoop because you didn't call the hotline.
That's right. They have a hotline. It does. Don't just. You're spending all your money on the hotline, aren't you?
No. I got to get my parents' permission before calling, and I don't have my parents' permission. Although I'm a grown ass man, but you know.
Imagine if you called and Gene Okerlund actually answered the phone. That would
like,
be
in real life. He just answered it like, "Hello, this is Gene Okerlund."
Hey, like you that? Never know.
Maybe
it'll be Mark Summers and people can finally find out who he is, or at least tell me who he is. Anyway.
But see, you got the scoop. And see, that's what happens when you listen to a show like Fan to Fan. You're going to know stuff that your friends don't because they're dumb and don't listen to Fan to Fan.
Exactly. So go check out that show. It was a lot of fun with John Thorne. Kevin Ford, obviously, I really enjoy Fan to Fan. It just gives a different aspect of wrestling. Usually he just has wrestling fans on there, but no, this time, hey, he got a booker. So there you go. Dez, we have some Ring of Honor news to talk about. They have updated their Raising the Bar Night 1 matches. And, of course, any of you, hopefully you have already listened to the Podcast of Honor with myself, Jerome Cusan, and Ari Berenstain. But if you haven't, they dropped the news the night after we recorded. Which, Dez, this is par for the course.
Yeah.
I just want to run down the card real quick here. Raising the Bar Night 1, March 7th, takes place in the Turner Hall Ballroom, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. World champion Adam Cole taking on Matt Taven. Dez, I know you're looking forward to that. Kevin Steen and the Young Bucks take on the Briscoes, Unbreakable Michael Elgin. The Knockout Artist, Chris Hero versus The Decades, Roderick Strong. Jay Lethal versus Silas Young. And The Decade of BJ Whitmer and Jimmy Jacobs versus Adam Page and Cedric Alexander. And Tyson Dukes versus Michael Bennett with, of course, Maria Kanellis. There's also an instant reward stipulation match. The Ring of Honor Tag Champs Red Dragon versus Outlaw Inc. and Adrenaline Rush. If any member of Adrenaline Rush or Outlaw Inc. pin either O'Reilly or Bobby Fish, they would be rewarded with a tag team title shot immediately. So the champions won't even get a respite period. That's a little unfair.
This doesn't sound fair.
It doesn't. But they've done it before. And I think it kind of brings a little bit more excitement to the event. I mean, you never know. You never know what could happen, especially with Outlaw Inc. They are some crazy guys.
And they're teasing a third member. Have you seen the anniversary show?
I have. And if anyone has listened to me on the Podcast of Honor, you all know who I'm going to say. It's going to be Loki. No?
Oh, God.
Just don't burst my bubble, Dez. It's either him or Xavier. Those are the only two choices. Okay? That's it.
All righty.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Yeah, let's go on. Raising the Bar Night 2. The Ringmaster's Challenge, Dez, for the Ring of Honor World Championship. Adam Cole versus Chris Hero. You know, I talked about this on the Podcast of Honor. I want to get your thoughts on this. So I don't know if you've seen the anniversary show yet, but, you know, it ends in some controversy, but really enough to warrant a 2 out of 3 falls match? I mean, I don't know. Dez, do you have any thoughts on this? I think the match is going to be fantastic, but they've only had, you know, Chris Hero pinned him to get the world title shot. he lost the world title shot. Where does that mean that a 2 out of 3 falls match is necessary?
I don't know. Is a 2 out of 3 falls match even like a match that, you know, is that really a stipulation that needs to be built up to?
I think the first one's a regular pinfall, the second one's a submission, and the third is a 15-minute Ironman match. So it's even more Dez than a regular 2 out of 3.
Ooh, I see. Yeah, because you have the submission and the 15-minute Ironman. I don't know. I think it's just a thing that they're two good wrestlers that happen not to like each other, and so they're gonna fight. Certainly doesn't feel like the 2 out of 3 falls match that was built to on NXT.
No. But hey, you know what? It's going to be in Chicago Ridge, Illinois. It's going to be a great match. We will be live tweeting results, so check us out, twitter.com/PWPonderings. On that night, same night, World Tag Team Championship match. Of course, that is if they escape Milwaukee with the titles. Red Dragon versus the Young Bucks. And then the Briscoes versus Outlaw Inc., Matt Taven versus Silas Young, Michael Elgin versus Tyson Dukes, and Michael Bennett with Maria Kanellis versus Jay Lethal. So it's a good card. Both nights, I think, are going to be pretty strong. I believe they're probably going to be taped for TV. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure I read that. But, you know, I mean, I think all the matches are good. So
if you put the Young Bucks versus Outlaw Inc. for the tag team titles, it's going to be a lot less awesome than if you put the Young Bucks versus Red Dragon for the tag team titles. I just wanted to say that because it's true.
Dez, I'm going to send Eddie Kingston to your house.
I'm sorry. I need my fingers, dude. I read with them.
That is true. So why don't we move on to DGUSA. Dez, the main events for the DGUSA and Evolve events in New Orleans over WrestleMania 30 weekend have been announced. Evolve on April 3rd will be headlined by the new Evolve champion, Chris Hero, versus Trent Peretta. And on the same event, Open the Freedom Gate champion, Johnny Gargano, versus Ricochet, the new Open the Dream Gate champion.
So you think they'll play that up? Stuff.
I believe they will. I mean, I know Gabe has mentioned it on Twitter. He's mentioned it on Facebook. So I'm assuming they will. I think that could be a lot of fun.
Great. Now Gargano will have another champion to compete with.
Well, Dez, there is the FIP champion.
Who?
Anyway, the April 5th DGUSA event will also feature the annual Dragon Gate six-man tag. The tradition continues from 2005. Go to DGUSA.tv for all the results. Dez, WrestleMania weekend. It's going to be crazy. There's the Super 8, two New Japan shows, DGUSA, Evolve, CZW, Ring of Honor.
Are you going to that?
I am not. No, I will not be live in New Orleans.
Oh, good. So I don't have to maintain the website during WrestleMania weekend. That's a relief.
I was going to ask you after the show, actually.
Really?
Ruined my name, guys. Let's get back into that, though. During WrestleMania weekend, CZW announced some matches for their card. Dez. Some of these matches are pretty crazy. Tell us about them, because it's not people you would suspect. I can tell you that right now.
Apparently, they're separating WrestleCon into sessions. So the CZW show will be held on session 2, featuring this one I think was already announced, but it's still awesome. Kevin Steen versus Masato Tanaka. Holy crap. I'm looking at these for the first time, so bear with me. Jeff Jarrett versus Colt Cabana.
You were demanding that match, Dez. I know you were.
That's awesome. Oh, that made my day. Also, you've got an ultra-violent affair. Masada versus CZW owner DJ Hyde. I don't watch CZW, so I don't know what DJ did to Masada, but if it merits an ultra-violent match, it must have been pretty bad. And then stipulation to be announced, intergender tag. It's Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae, my new favorite tag team, versus the Man Scout and who?
Joseph Bynum. I'm not really sure who that is. I'm sorry. I mean, probably someone right now is screaming, guys, this is so-and-so. Why don't you know this? And I apologize.
I'm sorry to Josette Bynum. I'm guessing just by the circumstances that you're a woman, and so I don't like to insult ladies, so I do apologize. You also have Sid Vicious. Sid Vicious versus Doug Gilbert.
I mean, that's clearly the classic CZW match, Dez.
Yeah, it screams CZW classic.
It really does. So, yeah, those are the matches announced. I mean, hey, you know what? They could be really awesome. I mean, just imagine Jeff Jarrett versus Colt Cabana.
Dude, buys.
Dude, what if Jeff Jarrett has his startup promotion done with Toby Keith, and then Oh, God, this could be weird. I'm just saying.
I love your preview of the match. This could be weird.
Yep, that's going on the poster. DJ, make it happen. All right, so, Dez, I about does it for news. We want to talk about some of the upcoming shows this week. And, of course, Ring of Honor, as we already mentioned, will be live tweeting results. There's tons of other events as well. Go to pwponderings.com. We do have a list of a lot of events going on for the next 2 weekends, so go check it out. It's an article up on there. I want to point out CZW, the road to the best of the best 13 continues. They're presenting high stakes at the Flyer Skate Zone Saturday night, March 8th. Of course, this will be broadcast live on CZWIPPV.com. Drew Gulak versus AR Fox for the world title. Devin Moore versus Shane Strickland for the Wired title. The tag team title's on the line as the Beaver Boys take on the front. And then Greg Exton versus Pepper Parks, of course, the winner of this. Finally, Cherry Bomb can be, I guess, rescued from Greg Excellent. But you never know. Pepper Parks might lose. It could happen. And then Masada versus Mr. Tofinga, Black G's versus DJ Hyde, Tommy Dreamer versus Joe Gacy, and Alexander James versus Caleb Conley. There's also an 8-man tag team match, the Juicy Product, Alex Colon, and a member of the front versus OI4K, Azrael, and Chris Dickinson. Tim Thatcher makes his CZW debut. If you've never seen Tim Thatcher, you're missing out. He's a fantastic British wrestler, and he can I've seen him. I want to say, let's see, he's been like an APW, SWF, just a ton of West Coast promotions. Really, check him out. I mean, he was also in Wrestling Revolution Project, even though no one saw that, so never mind. But anyway, he's making his debut. Check that out. Danny Havoc will also address the Combat Zone, so check them out, czwrestling.com, for all the information. Ring of Honor, of course, as I said, will be live tweeting results. I think that I should have some reviews up of the recent shows, but as we said, Jerome Cuson will be there live. So if you're there, say hi to Jerome. He's our senior editor. Should be kind of nice. And of course, IWA Mid-South has an event as well. You know, they've had a resurgence, as I know we've talked about it a little bit. And I believe Drake Younger, he's in a four-way with Christian Rose, Kyle O'Reilly, and B-Boy. But I'm going to say right now, I assume the match is still happening. Obviously, with the news breaking, who knows what could happen. But anyway, check that out. IWA Sunday, Bloody Sunday, of course, takes place March 9th. Also has Chris Hero versus Reed Bentley and Michael Elgin versus Danny Cannon, along with other matches. Homicide versus Necro Butcher and Hazaya. Actually, they're a team versus Gary J, Shane Mercer, and Jack Thriller. There's a team for you, Dez. Homicide, Necro Butcher, and Hazaya. That's actually pretty awesome. So, anyway, those are some of the upcoming events. Before we get out of here, Dez, as always, why don't you tell some of our listeners what you have going on the internet? I believe, actually, you have some stand-up coming up.
I do. Thank you for the plug. I have a show this coming Wednesday, the 12th of March, at the Flappers Comedy Club in Claremont, California, which is a happening little college town, which is appropriate because I will be competing in the 2014 Flappers Comedy College Comedians Contest. That's a lot of C's. That's good alliteration. There'll be a lot of comedians who are currently enrolled in college going out there and telling jokes and trying to be funnier than the last guy, and I will be among those guys. So if you want to come make noise and stamp your feet and cheer in my honor and maybe even have a couple drinks, in the name of Dez, the internet's favorite blind comedian, then by all means, come out. It starts at 8 o'clock. It should be over by 9:30, so you can go home and do whatever it is you do at home. Like listening to the PWP Weekly Newscast, for example. Or when you get home from watching me do comedy, you could even go to my website, which is thingsdezsays.net, and listen to the podcasts I have up there. And enjoying yourself that way. And once you've done that, you can tweet me at Dez Delgadillo and let me know what's on your mind.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Dez. Hopefully nothing too wild, no brawls break out because of some of the offensive things you say. You may even make a wrestling joke. Who knows?
No. I saw somebody do a wrestling joke last week at an open mic, and two people got it, and one of them was me.
That's...
Wrestling doesn't translate to normies, as I call them. It doesn't work. The normies. Like, you say a wrestling joke, and, like, I will laugh for hours, but people are like, what? Like, the second you say wrestling, I think an audience turns off if they don't get it. It's a really interesting thing, actually.
So no Katie Vick jokes, nothing like that?
No. Maybe one day I'll do stand-up at a WrestleCon. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be. Hey, you never know, Dez.
You never know who's listening, guys.
Exactly. Okay, so for us as well, thank you for listening. I do want to point out Podcast of Honor. Check it out. Myself, Jerome Cuson, and Ari Bernstein run down all the news and review State of Honor, or State of Art, and the 12th anniversary for Ring of Honor. So go check that out. And we preview the upcoming weekend as well. Of course, also check out the Schools In podcast, the last two with Kevin Harvey. He's been talking about the AAW Pro, who actually just debuted tonight on Roku on the Matty G TV. So go check that out. Or you can go to youtube.com/AAW Pro and subscribe to them. Their episodes are up there already. But Kevin Harvey speaks with Mike Petkovich and Danny Daniels as they are actually on the road to their 10th anniversary show called Epic. So really, I encourage all of you to go check out the Schools In podcast. It is on the PW Ponderings, iTunes, and Stitcher. So, of course, if you're subscribed to us, you will get it weekly. But you know what? Go show Kevin Harvey some love as well, because his website, he's doing a lot of fun stuff with it. I know he's got some plans. So go check that out. And, of course, AAW making a lot of noise right now in independent pro wrestling. Of course, as always, if you, as I said, listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a 4 or 5 star review. We'd really appreciate that. And of course, if you can, help support the website. You don't have to do anything. We already know you're buying from highspots.com. You know, you're probably going to buy DDT4, which I believe is shipping this Friday, so go check it out. If you could, use our banners up on the website when you purchase from highspots.com. It doesn't cost you anything more, but does throw us a little bit of a kickback and helps us keep the site going. Of course, we also have Google Ad or Amazon as well. So if you, hey, a lot of you probably buy stuff from Amazon, might as well help out PWP while you're at it. Really appreciate it, of course. As always, follow us on our social media, twitter.com/PWPonderings and facebook.com/PWPonderings. As always, if you want to send emails my way, CGSTong, that's CGSTONG, @PWPonderings.com is my email, and the same handle on Twitter. So yeah, for Des Delgadillo, thank you for listening to the weekly newscast, and we will catch you again next week.